This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Paul. We just spoke with Martin Foley, Minister in the State Government. We asked him, they have no plans to introduce pill testing in Victoria at festivals. We saw in the last week in the ACT some pill testing took place, and it brought up some pretty shocking results, including a couple of pills that would have killed you and the rest that would have made you feel pretty shit, to be honest. Steve McGee is the Secretary of the Ambulance Employees Association of Australia in Victoria. Good morning, Steve. Long time no chat. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks, mate.
Look, as the organisation that represents the front line in this, the paramedics, and we've seen that, you know, paramedics have been supportive of the proposed injecting room trial. I was wondering, what is the view of paramedics on pill testing, considering you're doing a lot of the the triage work and the work at festivals where people are taking drugs?
Look, I think in general, the majority of paramedic members would probably be in favour of pill testing, and the main reason for that is that, I mean, the ultimate goal in pill testing would be to reduce harm and minimise any serious damage to people from drug taking. And of course, while we're not advocating that people should be entitled to take drugs, we know that people do. There's a percentage of our community that do, and in particular at events and festivals and things like that. So I suppose from a harm minimisation point of view, paramedics would be supportive of it.
Because we've seen that, some research from around the world shows that the majority of those who had their drugs tested said the results, affected whether or not they took them, said they wouldn't consume the drug. And ironically, where there is pill testing, it's actually a form of quality control in that illicit market. Just give our listener, Steve, a bit of an idea of the difficulties your members encounter where people have taken illicit drugs and some of the side effects and how they deal with it and what the fallout is for your members.
Yeah, sure. Clearly paramedics deal with, generally speaking, younger people that are, taking different types of drugs, and some of these drugs can, put people into euphoric states and highly excitable states and sometimes very aggressive situations, even though they may not realise that they're being aggressive to other people. And then you can have the opposite with some of the drugs that they're taking, and that is that they can put them almost into a sedative state and sometimes render them unconscious. And, when they start to mix the drugs, that even makes it even more complicated to be able to deal with these people, because they can quickly go from being in a euphoric state to, as I say, deeply unconscious and in some cases non-breathing. And of course, paramedics have to deal with that regularly, at nightclubs, at events, at festivals, and when they're on scene. Obviously, in a number of situations, it can be in a very life-threatening situation.
Steve, good morning. It's Paul here. From the testing that was done at the festival last week, there were some really unsavoury compounds found in some of these drugs that were tested. And as a result of that, some of the people did not take them. So from a preventative action, surely it's got to be a good idea to give people the options to understand what they're actually ingesting into their bodies?
I think that's absolutely right, Paul. And I think there was a study done back in 2014 where they surveyed potential drug takers, and 76% responded in a favourable way that if they had their pills tested and it showed up that it would have been dangerous to administer those drugs, that they probably would not have taken the drug. And I think from that point of view, harm minimisation and harm reduction is the key to this. As I say, we're clearly not advocating that people should be taking drugs. Mm. We would prefer that they don't. But we have to be realistic. You know, 10 to 15% of our society do take some form of drug. Mm. And, you know, we don't want people suffering serious injury, and we don't want people dying from these sorts of things. And, you know, the paramedics are out there to save lives, and they don't want to see people, you know, unnecessarily be seriously harmed or die. And if we have a process that can prevent that or reduce that, then we would certainly argue in favour of at least trialling it to see whether it does give any benefits in harm reduction.
Well, to give some data, and particularly, I mean, we know that your members are on the front line, particularly in these issues, but with ICE and with a lot of the new psychoactive substances that are being introduced as adulterants in these pills. You know, there are some quite violent side effects, quite apart from the health effects. You know, there's the violence, you know, there's the brain damage that occurs. And what it's doing is, yes, it is about harm minimisation, but it's also taking your members away from realistically what the role is, and that is, you know, to look after people that, you know, in some way have injured themselves or, you know, have put themselves in a situation. So, look, I realise it's a difficult issue. Martin Foley flagged that there are some significant concerns around the accuracy of the testing regimes. But, look, generally, I suppose, would it be fair to say that paramedics would like to see the results of a trial? Is that a fair thing to say, you know, like how it would work and what the impacts would be?
Look, I would think paramedics would be supportive of a trial. I accept Martin Foley's position on the risk in regard to how accurate the testing may be, but I think there's been sufficient enough testing and examples of it from around the world, and obviously the ACT example just recently, that while it's not completely accurate with doing it through the reagent process, then there's still a high level of accuracy to warn people off. And I think that against not doing it just potentially gives people at greater risk. And I just think if we can reduce that risk, I think it's a great thing. I think the other thing too is that, as you said, in regard to the secondary effects of, you know, the violence, the anger, the secondary injury type thing, preventing paramedics probably responding to other real emergencies and being tied up with these types of things. I think they're also things of, you know, there's all major cost factors here, not only in health and life, but there's also a downflow of cost of greater resources, greater burden on, and greater resources required at hospitals, police resources, those types of things. It's a compounding effect, and if we can reduce the harm and reduce the secondary effects here, then it has to be better for our society and hopefully better for the individuals that may be involved in this.
And Stephen, when they actually did the testing in the ACT last week, only 128 people actually found the tent to get their drugs tested.
Because they weren't allowed to put signage on
there. There was no signage on the tent. And I think one of the interviews that happened there with the people who were going to the festa was that they actually wanted to go to the tent and get their drugs tested, but they couldn't find it. So there's clearly a demand from festival goers or people who take drugs to engage in that process. And I think the other thing is that the unintended consequence actually means they've got someone to go and talk to. And if they go there, and even if they decide, once it's been tested, they still want to take their drugs, it's an opportunity for the paramedics or the teams who are on site to actually say, if you have an adverse reaction, these are the things you can do to prevent yourself harming. And I think that is something that isn't happening today.
I think that's a great point, and that is that, I mean, the whole purpose of the pill testing is obviously to reduce harm, but also is to engage with the individuals and to try and impart some information and some assistance to them. And And likewise with the self-injecting room, part of that is you're getting people into a self-injecting room, talking to professionals within that room that may be able to provide some ongoing assistance to them, which at the moment they may not get. And the same with the pill testing process. So, you know, while there may be some negatives out of it, I think there's much more positives in it to at least give it a trial. And as I say, you know, one life saved is a benefit as far as I'm concerned. And you know, what we're doing right now is not working, and we need to look at other options. And I think the pill testing is a good option to try.
And as we saw, and when he actually announced his position on this program, Ken Lay, the chair of Ambulance Victoria, when we asked him about the injecting room, and took him a few seconds to answer, but he said that he hasn't seen any convincing evidence against trying it. I think this is the same case here. We need to try this. You know, we have testing of all sorts of things that we ingest, right? There are standards. Yes, it is an illegal substance, but this is about minimising harm. It's about protecting our emergency service workers and our health workers. So I think it's an encouraging discussion. Let's hope it goes a bit further.
I think it falls in the face of preventative medicine or preventative conversations about medication is certainly the way the profession is moving.
Just quickly, Steve, before we go, how's everything amongst the troops and the paramedics? Are they? I know they're a very happy lot most of the time. How are they travelling, mate?
Look, they're going very well. There's been obviously significant changes within Ambulance Victoria, and there's been fantastic improvements. And clearly, you know, the big dispute we had several years ago has been well behind us. And, you know, thankfully, they've been delivered, terrific wage increases. And we'll be up for enterprise bargaining again towards the end of this year because our current agreement expires in April of next year. So we'll be trying to negotiate with whichever government, whether it's the current government that gets re-elected or whether there's a new government elected, we'll be trying to negotiate new wages and conditions for paramedics into next year. But, there's been a massive increase in paramedic numbers across Victoria, and full credit to the government. They have injected, you know, in excess of $500 million, which was well needed within the ambulance service. So things are going pretty well. Nothing's perfect, of course, but things are going very well, and I hope that all the paramedics out there are enjoying their job and enjoying their wages and conditions.
There you go. Well, you know, you've always got the opportunity to put your point of view on this show. We support what the paramedics do and, you know, that their wages and conditions are fair and that their jobs are safe. And remember, everyone, it is never okay to assault an emergency services worker. It is never okay.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we still have aggression and violence towards paramedics and all parties, government, Ambulance Victoria, ourselves, other parties are trying to assist in making sure that we have zero tolerance in regard to aggression and violence towards paramedics, but also towards all emergency service workers and the hospital workers, the nurses, the doctors and the other allied health people that, you know, we're there to help. And that's the aim of our members and all other emergency service workers and health workers. And, you know, they don't need to be used as a punching bag when they're trying to help someone.
Great. Steve McGee, Victorian Sector of the Ambulance Employees Association of Australia, thank you. Thank you for your work. Thank you for your time and for sharing the view, you know, that you represent your members on. Thank you so much for that.
Thanks, Macca. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Steve.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.